When Senator Bill Stoltz announced his retirement from political life, he left the Senate F seat up for grabs. Senate F bridges the Anchorage suburbs of Chugiak and Peters Creek with the greater Palmer-Wasilla area, two regions with strong Republican leanings. Now, Republican Representative Shelley Hughes has set her sights on Senate F, but newcomer Tim Hale wants to also get the seat. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Former State Representative Shelley Hughes has represented the District 11 half of Senate F for the past two terms. Hughes was appointed to the House in 2012 and went on to win two successive elections. Hughes has lived in Alaska communities from southeast to the Arctic. She's been a librarian in Fort Yukon, a volunteer radio broadcaster in Bethel, even a farmhand in Hoonah.
In fact, we were trying to live off the land when we were living in Hoonah, which is challenging because of the rainforest. Initially, we're trying to do it with an oxen. We were featured in National Geographic.
A Palmer resident for over two decades now, she prides herself on her frugality. Hughes told KAKM recently that reducing the state budget is priority number one during the next session.
And the district, the constituents have been letting me know that loud and clear the last couple of years. They want to see reductions first.
She calls a $4 billion or less budget, quote, a very achievable amount. Tim Hale disputes further budget cuts. Hale is a political upstart from Valdez, the boyhood home of current Governor Bill Walker and the home of Alaska's first governor, Bill Egan. He's living in Palmer now, working as a construction surveyor and running as an independent. Hale calls the current state budget situation, quote, a disaster.
And it's one that the Institute of Social and Economic Research has been warning us about since before the representative was appointed to her seat. Yet the leadership that she supports has continued with these policies that have put us on the hook for $1.1 billion in cash payments to for-profit entities in the fiscal year 2018.
It's statements like that prompt Hughes to paint Hale as a Democrat in disguise.
You have stated that you're an independent, yet it's clear that you have a lot of Democratic support. My question to you is, if you were elected, would you caucus with the Democrats?
Hale counters he'll stick with anyone willing to back ICER's current budget plan, although he's brash enough to say he'll go his own way, if necessary.
I have a very difficult time caucusing with any of the current leaders in the legislature, mainly because they have not taken to heart the ICER's warnings. I intend to attempt to start my own caucus, and if that does not work, I may be in a broom closet.
Hale wants to follow the ICER formula of reducing state spending, instituting a new tax, and using a portion of the permanent fund earnings to balance the budget. He says he wants to raise $700 million with a 1% flat rate income tax and bolster that with a flat rate sales tax. Hughes says she favors a different model. She'll cut to what she believes is a sustainable $4 billion budget, then put a state sales tax before the voters.
If there's still a gap, then you do the statewide sales tax. If people wanted to put a PFD reduction or restructuring anything, I think that should go on the ballot. If that's denied, then you have to look at the sales tax again.
Hughes says further education cuts could be necessary, and she favors a plan to consolidate the three University of Alaska campuses, merging administration costs while better using technology to reach students. Hale was not specific as to how he'd handle education cuts, but he wants to put legislators on a $75 a day per diem and give them the option of living in a Juneau bunkhouse. Both candidates have ideas about diversifying the economy. Hughes points to her work with drones.
You talk about diversification, you know, there's going to be $1 billion plus annually in that industry.
Hale's on board with cannabis.
We're missing a big point, and that's industrial hemp. This area where we live here is very much a farming community. We could be growing acres and acres of hemp for fiber. We could have a manufacturing plant down there in the Point McKenzie at the port.
Hale wants to be riding the crest of an anti-incumbent wave that swept a number of Valley representatives out of the general election during the August primary. Although Hughes beat two challengers in the primary to get her party's nomination for Senate F. I'm Ellen Lockyer.